For more than 8 years, Rob Sleath has been installing machines that immobilise vehicles if the driver's blood alcohol level is over 0.05.
We see about 30 people a month. That seems to be the trend. It can oscillate up and down, but it tends to be about 30 people a month that we will see.
But as he trains drivers to use the devices, he sees his role as much more than just mechanical.
In my exposure for 8.5 years, the change in behaviour, I can't tell you, it's absolutely remarkable. As you watch people progress through, their whole demeanour changes, their attitude towards alcohol changes.
At the moment, he sees at least one driver a day. But the Melbourne auto electrician is soon likely to find himself even busier. The Victorian government is announcing some of the toughest drink driving laws yet seen in Australia. State Premier Daniel Andrews says the new laws are about protecting lives.
What we know is that drink driving, even at a low level, causes death. This is as simple as that. If you want to cut the road toll, if you want to keep people safe, if you want to make sure people are getting home to be with their family, their loved ones, then you have to take some of these steps. So we make absolutely no apology for putting in place very tough new laws, because those tough laws will save lives.
Under the crackdown, even low-range first-time offending drivers will have their licences disqualified for 3 months. And now every offender will be required to have an alcohol interlock installed, an electronic breath testing device linked to the vehicle's ignition system. It's a serious financial hit for drink drivers. An interlock can cost up to $400 to install, and there are monthly maintenance charges of about $200, as well as other fees and fines. Rebecca Smith from the Royal Automobile Club of Victoria says the new laws are more effective than just giving drivers hefty fines.
Interlock devices are very successful in helping people to separate that drinking and driving, and it's a good deterrent also for people not to drink drive. Alcohol interlock devices have proven to be successful in reducing the rates of drink driving, and particularly for those who are repeat offenders.
Victoria will also target speeders and those driving under the influence of drugs. State Minister for Roads and Road Safety Luke Dennellan announced the proposed laws.
They will automatically have their licence cancelled for 6 months. It previously was for 3 months. So across the board, there are greater penalties.
He's calling for other states to follow suit and make it a uniform national regime.
We're world leaders. We've got the lowest death rate per 100,000 population in Australia. We are leaders in Australia and world leaders in this space. We tend to want to be at front of the pack, not sort of following other people.